Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Riders Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, you're Ben, homies.
Yep.
We read comics.
Yeah. First two people are there, what matter? Just the third one there, just like, whatever. He'll be in the background.
Yeah.
What's up, Ben?
Nathan.
Thanks for coming on.
I finally made it on.
Yeah.
it's been a fucking minute.
I was able to keep you away for 240 weeks, and now here
no
we
more.
Are.
No more.
So, why do you have this book?
Yeah, you put us on this. What's the history of you and Grizzly Shark?
Well, I've had it since, when did this release, actually? When did this get published?
2014.
Oh, wow.
I think I've actually had it since 2014. I think I was waiting for Grizzly Shark versus Sea Bear to come out.
Oh, nice.
And then I had to go find it.
You bought it off the shelves?
I bought it hot off
the
shelves, man.
That's insane, actually.
it's a strange Ben lore.
It is odd Ben lore. So do you remember when we started going to like comic book shops and whatnot in high school?
Yeah.
Back in like 2013, 2014.
We would just walk in and buy something.
Just find some weird random shit.
Mm-hmm.
We went in one time. I think Parker actually found it, and he pulled it up, and I was sold on the cover like immediately. I was like, "Why need that?"
Yeah,
and I got it, and then I just got hooked on this whole trilogy.
It is a sick cover,
and I've had it since. I've kept it safe, and I don't know.
Where do you keep it?
In a box in my kitchen. Weird enough, it's
in your kitchen. It's a kitchen read.
It's meant to go somewhere else. It's just in a cardboard box
in case you're bored. You know, and you need to burn like 2 minutes.
You need to wait for the water to
absolutely.
Boil.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got all my weird random comics.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that was when I actually maintained like a comic or like constant like trips to the comic book store. And
yeah. I do remember that. That was funny because I would pick up like. The Flash 240.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know what's going on here. I didn't really know how like comics worked then.
Yeah.
But you got the number one. So
I have,
you figured it out.
Yeah, I know. Number one. I mean, it says 350 here, but who knows? In 10 years, maybe 375. Oh, yeah.
Somewhere between 375 and like
so far
30,000.
So far, you're in the red. But,
but you know,
it could bounce back.
It'll bounce back. But yeah, I mean, I have... It was a lot of Deadpool for sure. I have like the full like Deadpool illustrated series where he goes back in time and all like the
oh nice
all the, yeah, all the
fights
famous,
all
like,
the old classic fictional like characters and everything.
Is that good?
It actually fucks pretty hard.
Oh, okay,
it's
cool,
pretty goddamn good. I really really like it.
I remember reading some of it. Yeah,
he's like, partnered up with Sherlock Holmes.
I like
and everything.
The cover. And I was like, I wonder what that is.
Yeah, and he fights
the cover,
like,
it's amazing.
He's like fighting Moby Dick or
yeah,
something.
Moby Dick is one of them for sure. Yeah, and then he goes. I think it's a different series, but he fights all the presidents and everything, all the zombie presidents. Weird bunch of weird series.
I don't remember that.
Was pretty big into Iron Fist and Moon Knight for a little while as well, but I maintained that until shipping out, and I just kind of dropped off from that. But
well, that's good. My next question was, do you have any other comics? But you're yapping it. Answered that.
Yes.
How about podcasts? You ever been on a podcast?
First time.
Okay. Ever listened to a podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. I've listened to a few podcasts and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Not a whole lot of like pop culture podcasts, a lot of like, or like some conspiracy theory ones and like unexplained mystery type stuff. And yeah, more horror and like folklore oriented, I guess.
If one conspiracy theory were to be true, what would you choose?
Well,
which one do you think is true?
Oh, do I
not
think
what you think is true, but like should is true? Like you choose for it to be true.
Okay.
Oh fuck, that's a tough one. I think I would choose the Titanic being sunk on purpose.
Whoa,
100%.
They rammed into it,
dude.
you prefer genocide over an
accident? They definitely put the iceberg there, man. That's all I'm saying.
They froze it and put it out there.
Yeah, man.
It was like one of those like. Whiskey balls, you know, is a perfect circle. No one talks about that.
Yeah. No one brings it up.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
No one talks about how JP Morgan put the iceberg there.
Do you think it was Leonardo DiCaprio that did it so that he could be in the movie?
So in 1912, I think it was a totally different person. But the character that Leo plays possibly was a drama queen to an extent.
You know, that's good. That's good. I have to look more into the theory.
There's more lore to this you got to look up.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Well, we got different segments in the pod. You know, we got the book, which is Grizzly Shark, of course. We got Back Matter Matters in the poll list. But Ben, what do we start with?
The
news.
Grizzly Shark or what?
What's the first segment we start with? Shut up.
Are you quizzing me or are you asking?
This is a quiz.
Grizzly Shark.
No,
it's a trick question, isn't it?
We start with the news.
The news. Okay.
Is It's like you weren't even listening.
I stopped paying attention for a second. I was looking at Chewbacca, man.
Don't be distracted by Chewbacca.
I'm so sorry. He's a very imposing figure in
this
room.
He's pretty intimidating.
He's at protection.
Yeah.
He's security. He'll ask you where you're at, actually.
I don't know if he's ready to go. Anyways, the news.
Man, we talk about the news every week, some comic book news, typically.
A lot of movie news
there
this
was
week.
Some movie news this week. There's a lot of shit that happened last week because it was New York Comic Con, so not a whole lot, for me at least, that I saw happen this week. But there is going to be a Legacy of Vader comic book.
Star Wars
comic coming out.
Right on.
That's going to be ongoing about the First Order's resident bad boy, Kylo Ren. So it'll be like an origin, I guess, set between... Or no, not an origin, but it's set between episodes 8 and 9.
So there's a Legacy Vader one and the Kylo Ren one?
They're titling it Legacy of Vader because the Kylo Ren's like his...
Grandson.
Grandson, yeah.
So be interesting. Vader's on the cover, but it's about Kylo Ren.
He is.
I don't agree with that one bit, to be honest. Not one bit.
You don't like thinking of Kylo Ren as Legacy of Vader?
No.
They should have
I don't even agree with
name.
That lore. I don't even like that. I think that's lame.
You don't think Anakin was fucking?
I think he do be fucking, but I don't... Wait, no. Kylo's
Han Solo's. Han's son.
Yeah.
In Leia.
Oh, yeah. So they're what? Cousins?
Oh, that is... He's his... Vader's nephew.
Grandson. Oh, yeah, grandson, right? Yeah.
Grandson, yeah.
Vader, Leia, Kylo Ren.
Right, yeah.
Grandson.
That's lore.
Yeah.
By Charles Soule and Luke Ross, coming this February.
Those are big Star Wars guys.
So yeah, like good, right on. Good selection there.
How does it describe Kylo Ren in your...
It's just the writer of it, like, tweeting it out, but he says it's going to be about the First Order's resident bad boy, a.k.a.
Bad
Supreme
boy.
Leader Kylo Ren.
Nice.
He's a good writer. He did the... Where is it? Where's your Vader? You took it down?
In a box.
You took down your Vader?
Yeah, the upper paper rolls up.
Okay, fair enough. There's a really good Darth Vader comic about, like, when he first became Vader.
Right.
Like, you know, it, like, starts with, like, the no, like, scene when he, like, first finds out he's Vader.
Oh, it starts right there.
Like, that's the first panel. Mm-hmm. And then it's no like, way. All right, what do I do now? And then... It's actually pretty good.
Is it him just like figuring out his suit and everything?
Yeah. And like trying to figure out how to move around and shit.
Right. It's pretty cool.
So the same writer of that I think does a pretty good job at Star Wars. Mm-hmm. What do you got, Daniel?
Yeah, I don't have any more comic news. Nathan, we're getting 2 Predator movies next year.
We are?
Can you believe it?
There's 2?
Yep. There's a sequel to
Prey.
And I think it's called like Predator Badlands or something like that. Mm. But there was also a secret Predator project that was going on, and it's gonna be an animated anthology.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and so I think that'll rule.
Did you see the Prey movie?
Yeah, of course I saw the Prey movie.
That shit's good, right?
Badass. That's an untapped market. Predator going back in time to other different time zones and eras. But
so good.
Prey was just a killer movie. I really liked it.
I still think about when he fights the bear and then he picks him up and then the blood falls on him.
That's cool as hell.
And then you
that's
can see him.
And it's like, oh, there he is. What
an
a dumbass.
Entire bear. That is a pretty cool thing. The blood was falling on him and like shaped him.
I liked that a lot.
Picked up a whole bear. You know how hard that is to do?
I've never tried.
Pretty hefty.
I got it first try.
Yeah. On the annual bear lift.
I bet I could clutch.
And then speaking of, you know, alien stuff, there's a sequel to Alien Romulus that was greenlit. The movie that we saw together, which is cool.
Alien Remus?
Alien Remus, maybe.
Oh, well, the whole thing exploded,
fucked.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they rebuilt it.
Just the Remus side.
They fixed it up.
They fixed Remus.
Just one side of the ship.
Romulus is gone, but they fixed Remus.
Yeah.
Alien Tumulus.
Oh, that's great.
That'd be good.
Mixing.
Yeah, I like that. Like
it'd just be similar.
What is that going to be about? Like
aliens.
I think it's supposed to be about the girl and then like the robot.
The droid?
Yeah. After they go to next planet, right? Because it ended off.
Yeah, the alien finds them.
Was there a cliffhanger?
I don't remember. No. They killed the dude, and then they sold half the ship that they were on, right?
Then they had the whole ship. It's like,
well, they're on the escape pod thing.
Oh, the escape pod, that's right. And then, I don't know.
Then they dipped.
What if the whole movie's like, man, that was crazy?
Yeah, just coping with PTSD. Yeah.
They're just in that little escape pod the whole time.
Yeah, it's like another fucking alien. Like, they're on like a different planet, you know?
That's cool. I mean, I like both of those characters. Mm-hmm. The droid was awesome.
I think it left off. So they were going to that planet, but I think the cliffhanger was, or that planet that they were going to is like another Weyland-Yutani planet. Probably some sort of research lab.
And they go right back to work.
I thought that was like I thought that was like a free planet or something. That's what where everyone wanted to go. Like the company wasn't there or whatever.
I cannot remember the ending.
I imagine that's what their goal was, is to not work for Weyland-Yutani.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's cool. I'm down to see another one of those.
Hell yeah.
Is this Predator sequel also going to be... Is it Prey sequel? Is it going to be right after Prey? Is it going to be another like early colonial Native American setting? Or is it going really, further back in time?
I don't think they released any of that info.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would expect for the rest of the Predator franchise is just Predators popping up in different times.
That sounds awesome.
Different places, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the animated anthology is just a way to streamline that. Like, you could probably have like a samurai one and him fighting like Vikings and shit.
That is so fucking cool.
That would be cool.
That's so cool. What if they pick something lame, like some lame time zone, like Predator is in the civil rights movement?
He's like in the South.
Yeah.
Fucking Al Capone's there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
they're like fighting each other and they're not even worried about the Predator.
Predator tries to immigrate to the US.
That'd be good. I can see that. I want to see people with muskets fight him.
Well, wasn't there like a French guy?
He fought all the French dudes, they popped out of their little hidey holes. Right.
Yeah. I want him to fight fucking dinosaurs, dude.
Why dinosaurs could be rad.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs, knights. I don't know.
There's a lot of
samurais.
Samurais.
Yeah, samurais is the big one, I think.
Predator lands in Rome.
That'd be cool.
Romans.
Yep.
Yeah. he goes up against like Caesar or Alexander.
Alexandria.
And then they Trojan horse him.
That'd be so fucking dumb. You a gift, Mr. Predator Man.
As an offering of peace.
I don't think that would be super out of left field based on the Predator movie.
Oh, so good. The best Predator.
We call it Best Predator here.
I hate.
If you listen to the podcast, you know that.
I hate the Best Predator movie. No, I'm aware. I'm aware. They're trying to give themselves autism.
You would love it more if you saw it with us in the theaters.
Because we spent money to watch it.
I avoided that on purpose.
We're like, it's going to be lit.
We actually
be like, what the fuck just happened? And then
we were so taken back at how strange it was. We were like, I kind of like it. But we were like, because we thought it was like, oh, this is going to be so good. There's like a bigger Predator. It'll be so good. And then it was just a bizarre movie.
I was not a fan.
A bizarre movie with Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah, what in the world?
That should have been a...
It's like some wide-eyed PTSD vet or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so glad you watched that movie.
I hate it.
Most of my enjoyment from that movie is thinking about how you'd react to most of that movie, and you reacted exactly how I thought you would.
That checks out,
when you watched it together.
I'm pretty predictable with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Disdain.
Not really comic news, but the Wayans brothers are making another scary movie.
Oh, I did see that.
And I'm like, hell yeah, dude.
That'll be cool.
I'm pretty excited for that.
What'd you guys think of the last one, then?
I don't know, the sixth one?
Whatever one they made fun of Paranormal Activity, I think.
Wasn't that
was a different...
Wasn't that Haunted House or something?
I think what was the last scary movie, then? That was the one with...
There's one with like Charlie Sheen, I think, and I think that was
the Charlie Sheen.
Oh, really?
All of them, 1 through 4, had Charlie Sheen.
One didn't have Charlie Sheen.
One didn't?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive.
That was like their thing, Charlie Sheen and Anna Faris.
I think it was just Anna Faris in that one. I could be wrong, though. Let me look up Charlie Sheen's filmography.
Because there's like been some spoof movies still.
I think he started in 3.
The Scary Movie 4 was Saw and War of the Worlds.
Because Scary Movie 5 was
Paranormal Activity. They had the girl from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody in there.
Ashley Tisdale, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ashley Tisdale.
Wow.
Because I remember that coming out in like high school or whatever. Me too. Dude, actually, like...
No Charlie Sheen in 1.
No?
Mm-mm.
Scary Movie like 4 like came out at a time when I was just like, I was like 10 when it came out, right? And that I like walked in on like my parents watching it or something, or it was just on TV on like Comedy Central, and it like gave me nightmares because like the Grudge was in it or something.
And she's walking backwards like down the stairs.
Yeah, like the thing that they're making fun of.
Mm-hmm.
I was like scared of the parody of it, you know? And I thought it was so fucking scary. And then I think fucking Jigsaw was in it too.
Nice.
And so
yeah, Jigsaw was in it.
Yeah, it is a weird kind of like crude humor that you're like not used to as a kid.
It was so weird. Yeah. I was like a kid. So
that was the first one I saw.
And
too.
So I haven't like seen The Grudge, even though I'd probably like it, you know?
I think you would.
It'd just be freaky as shit.
He doesn't fall down the stairs and turn into a ball.
I watched it again, like older. I'm like, why was I scared of this? You know?
You know what I saw this week actually was the Twilight parody, Vampires Suck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So if you just like had it on and when I was watching it. Out?
Was that the one that like it was like a No, I'm thinking of a disaster movie, but
there's a lot of those. I'm glad this is coming back though, because it's been a while
since we've had a shitty.
You're glad they're coming back.
I kind of am.
I'm pretty indifferent about it.
They're so
they still make them though. Like the Wayans brothers still make them.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're called like a haunted house or something.
Oh, never mind then.
Mm-hmm. You want them back because it's scary the Wayans brothers.
Scary Movie might be kind of fun, but we'll see.
I just remember Scary Movie 4 opening up with Shaq and Dr. Phil.
That's a good bit.
That is a pretty good bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It cuts off the wrong leg, I think. That's
what it's called.
Oh,
and then A Haunted House 2 the next year.
Oh, there's okay. So it's not Scary Movie. They're just rebranding it.
But it's
to
like the same
house.
Thing. I don't know why they.
Maybe they just lost the rights to Scary Movie or something.
It's probably something like that. All right. And then kind of a quick roll call of the 2025 Marvel stuff. There's like a trailer that came out that was like little clips of all of them. We have Ironheart, June 24th, Friendly Neighborhood Spider Man.
That's the animated show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coming January 25th. Eyes of Wakanda, August 6th.
What the hell is that? Is that a TV show?
Yeah, show about Wakanda.
Oh.
Marvel Zombies on October 25th. It's going to be an animated What If story, I think.
Oh, that's cool.
So expanding on the episode that they had already.
That's good.
And then Wonder Man.
Interesting slate they picked.
Yeah. That's just the shows, though. And so.
Oh, okay. I see.
You still got, like.
Oh, yeah.
Captain America and Thunderbolts and then some other stuff.
They only do the shows on Disney Plus. So.
Yeah, right. Nice. Yeah, pretty cool.
Let's get into the book that we read this week.
What did we read this week, Ben?
Grizzly Shark.
We sure did. By
we
who?
We got him. By Ryan Ottley.
That's right. Colors by Ivan Placencia. And then a couple different people on the
covers.
Covers, yeah. So,
did you purchase this on like
on Kindle?
Did you guys find these? Huh?
I'm read it.
I got my copy at Zia for $7.
Whoa!
This week?
No. This is like a year ago. If not
you
more.
Found that?
Yeah, I was just. I'm like, oh, dude, Grizzly Shark. I'm like,
I think he knew it from you.
I walk into
Zia
and I'm like, I'm leaving with something.
Yeah, you know? You got, and Zia's is so fun to walk into.
Zia's amazing.
I love going to a different Zia, like. Once a year, you know, and then just seeing what kind of comics I got.
Yeah.
I normally end up spending like
$100. I can't believe you found gold.
Yeah.
I can't believe no one picked it up already.
I can't believe they're sleeping on this.
Must have got there that day.
Giving away for dirt. They could have upcharged me and I would have bought it.
This is Ryan Ottley's best work. He's done some other stuff like friggin'.
Story, art, and letters.
Yeah. Oh, he does the letters too. Wow.
Yeah. If you couldn't tell.
I didn't think about it too much, but yeah.
Really? You didn't think about the letters?
Not really.
Huh.
Was it hand lettered? Is that why?
You didn't immediately pick up that it was hand lettered?
I didn't think about it too much, to be
honest. Let me see. What do you got?
Would you think about getting me another beer? Wherever the cooler's at?
Oh, yeah, you got it. Were you waiting for a segue?
I totally was, yeah. I wanted to add some theatrics in.
You want another of these?
So, Ryan Ottley, also known for other shittier comics like Invincible or Spider-Man.
Inferior Hulk.
Or the Hulk.
Did he do Invincible after Grizzly Shark?
No, this is during.
He did this in between. So actually in the back matter, he talks about like sort of the origins of the book.
Of Grizzly Shark?
Yeah, it's only in the trade.
Dang it.
So back matters is like when they collect the trade and then they give you like a little something extra.
Stop touching my shit.
So he talks about how this like came together. And he has an artist friend named Jason Howard, who's still doing pretty banger shit today also. Nice. But apparently they had the idea to just like try and make a comic in 24 hours. Or I guess it's like a thing that like a lot of comic book artists do.
That's insane.
Where they like they stay up for 24 hours making comics the entire time. And Grizzly Shark was this book.
Mm-hmm. I would only do that if I was like streaming it or something.
I know. It seems so strange that they just do that for shits and giggles.
Yeah,
you know?
Just like fucking like, right, deprive yourself of sleep and like overwork yourself.
It's absurd. Yeah. So he did that. And like his friend had the idea for Sea Shark, I guess. And he did, Ryan Ottley did Grizzly Shark. Sorry, Sea Bear and Grizzly Shark. And this like the first issue wasn't like the entirety of that 24 hours, but he filled in some of the later stuff while he was doing Invincible.
So this is like the main pages, you know,
yeah,
that were the most and so, colorful.
This book's insane, I gotta say. It
a lot
really
of elements there.
It's it really nails the like, let me just go watch a ridiculous movie kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. It was so fun.
But you kind of like, you know, a couple pages into reading this, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
It is super gory.
It's very gory. Yeah.
You can tell. I didn't think I'd be like seeing things that I wouldn't ever expect to read in like a comic.
Yeah.
You know? And I guess I expected gore, but not like this, you know.
There's some pretty funny logic in this, like throughout the whole time as well, which I think is pretty funny.
Oh, he bites right. The lady's boobs off.
Yeah, he like Grizzly Shark makes some clean bites.
Absolutely. His teeth are so sharp.
And he travels like miles in seconds, it seems like, when he like so smells. Fast. It's just like, and there's a lot of actually really funny like visual bits in here that I
didn't
notice.
You're worried about the rate of travel? Not about
dude,
like
I was.
A shark in
well,
the
you really
got
to think about
dude,
it.
Dude, there was one scene in particular. I'm like, he went that far.
Really?
Oh, really? This grizzly shark went that far.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wrote it down. So we'll talk about it and see if it's valid. But let's get into it. So
okay. Starting with page one, issue one.
Yeah, pretty much. So okay. It starts with a kid named Donnie. He's camping with his dad. And Donnie goes to go pee, and his dad throws him a shotgun. He's like, watch out for sharks.
I was immediately stuck on this part right here. I reread these first three panels like 20 times.
You're like, watch
the
out
idea
for sharks.
Of your dad throwing a shotgun at your head. There's like, sharks in these woods.
It's like, hey, be safe. And throws a shotgun at him.
Rule number two of gun safety is make sure you're within an arm's reach of a gun at all times.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
oh, I thought it'd be don't throw your gun. You know?
Well, that's what rule number two is, basically. Like,
yeah.
If you're too far away from a gun, make sure someone gets you that gun
right.
Like, as quick as possible.
Yeah, throws it.
Remote transportation.
Yeah, if you've ever gone shooting with Ben, he throws the guns at you constantly.
He calls him a flipping idiot. There's no swearing in this book, I don't think, or in these comics, I don't think, which is funny.
This is a family book.
Yeah.
Obviously,
it's
yes,
for kids to enjoy, Ben.
There are a lot of families
Scholastic book fairs, Grizzly Sharks all over the shelves.
I'm going to show this to my baby.
Yeah. There's a baby in here, too.
Oh my God, the baby's fucked up.
Yeah, we'll get to the baby.
We'll get to the baby.
Can you actually move the mic a little bit closer?
A little bit closer?
You didn't. Yeah,
all right.
Better.
I think you just keep scooting out. And that's the issue, yeah.
I feel so close. Mm-hmm. Really, I'm staring down the barrel of this thing.
It's perfect now.
It seems good.
Okay, we're good.
You can lower it if you feel like you can't see
well,
Nathan.
I tried to do that before and it.
Try again.
Yeah, we'll see.
Just like a smidge.
We'll cut this out. We'll just see.
Like lower the whole thing?
Yep. Oh.
It has
you broke it again.
Happy spot.
Don't touch it.
Don't breathe.
Don't ever touch it again. Why does it do that? Why are these shitty ones better than that one? That one's supposed to be the fancy one.
Right? I know, dude. Because like Rena moved it down and then like that like loosens like the bolt. And then it takes like an Allen wrench and I took my Allen wrenches out, but it's like a specific Allen wrench that's in between the two that I have. I'm like fucking perfect. And so I haven't fixed it.
That's funny.
We can fix it after this. I have tools in my truck.
I have more Allen wrenches. I just need to figure out which one it is.
Then you're on your own. Yeah. What do you want? What do you want? Do you want to fix it or not?
No.
Anyways.
No, I have too much pride as a man to use another man's tools to fix my problems.
Why are you as a man
God,
using another man's
it.
Tools?
I respect the hell
I'm
out of that.
I'm going to go to the fucking Harbor Freight and get like every single fucking Allen wrench size that there is.
Give me all your Allen wrenches.
So this never happens again.
The complete set for one size. You're going to use
every
once.
Millimeter that there is.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway,
I respect it.
So when he throws the shotgun at his son's head, he starts to bleed. And unfortunately, Grizzly Shark can smell blood.
Naturally.
And so he immediately gets attacked by Grizzly Shark. And he eats the lower half of Donnie's body. Luckily, the dad's able to cauterize his lower half of the body and then gives him some Advil.
He sticks him in the campfire.
And he's like, take some Advil.
Here, take a few aspirin.
He's like, whoa, not too much.
Just,
what are you doing?
Dumps it in his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some insane
it's
shit.
Falling
in
everywhere.
But this is such a great start to this book because it definitely sets the precedent of like what the fuck this is.
While he's getting eaten, his dad is yelling at him to get clear to move so he has a clear shot.
Yeah, I know.
Nowhere to go.
He's halfway in a shark's mouth and he's like,
yeah.
Dude, get out of the way.
What are you doing?
So meanwhile, there's like three guys that are hired to kill whatever is in the woods eating this dude's cattle or deer or whatever. And so they take a stop to get some ammo at Guns and Stuff, as you see in the background. That's the name of the store. It's a good name. or no guns and such.
But they're also right next to Raskin Bobbins.
Raskin Bobbins is there, so yep. I was like, let's get some ice cream.
Great.
So they pick up
one-stop shop.
they pick up a tub of seasonal cinnamon bear jubilee ice cream, mm-hmm. and they're like, I had to get the big tub because it's seasonal and it goes on sale tomorrow, so I couldn't just get a cone, so I had to get the whole tub.
Yeah.
But
I hope that happens to me one day. That'd be so sick.
That's like,
you get railroaded.
Can you just go to an ice cream shop and buy a tub of ice cream?
Probably.
Like, can I just get one of those?
Like, it's probably like $60, but yeah.
Do you point at the thing and you're like, just give me that. Like,
says
all
of it. $99.50 here for a tub. So.
I wouldn't pay that. It's a little steep.
Yeah, it's a little steep. That's probably not what it would be.
Yeah, because it's like a 5 gallon like thing, a tub of ice cream, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see. He's got quite a bit of ice cream.
Nathan, what ice cream would you buy that has that much?
Dude, I'm a big mint and chip guy.
Mint, and you buy 5 like gallons of mint and chip.
I would eat 5 gallons of mint and chip. Maybe not in one. Maybe not in one go.
You'd break it up a little.
I don't know how much ice cream I could physically consume.
You ever tried?
In like a full day? No, I've never tried.
I'm scared. I think to I could see get like to... how much I could eat. You know,
just because you could doesn't
like,
mean you should.
It'd be like 10,000 calories. what about you?
Approaching the human limit.
What ice cream?
What's a 5 gallon?
You pay $100
either. Mint chocolate chip or...
See?
You guys should kiss.
Dude, should we?
Dude.
On the pod?
Yeah, on the pod.
Yeah, make sure it's for the cameras.
Or Moose Tracks. It's kind of a toss-up between the two.
Moose Tracks is pretty good. Sarah fucking loves Moose Tracks.
It's a pretty... Between the two, the pretty tough ones to beat.
Top tier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
What about you?
If it was like Ben and Jerry's, like a Ben and Jerry's store, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was...
No, it's Baskin-Robbins. Or...
Raskin-Bobbins.
Raskin-Bobbins.
Whatever you think Raskin-Bobbins would have. I think they have 31, shit. Right? 31.
Do they add anything to theirs?
Only what? 31.
Well, like, they have, like, flavors. Would they add anything to it? Like, Cold Stone or something?
I would. Oh.
Toppings? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Then, like a coffee ice cream with, like, chocolate chips.
Dude, I do like coffee ice cream. That shit is pretty
just
good.
Dump a bag of chocolate chips on there so I have enough for the whole
thing. That's just a mocha.
Essentially, yeah.
A mocha frap from Starbucks.
I think I just like hard frappuccinos, you know?
That's fair.
That's good. But anyway, good. They go on the hunt, or they drive into the woods and the ice cream melts because the AC isn't working. And
then that's the worst.
And then they get into a car crash, so the Cinnamon Bear Jubilee ice cream spills all over them.
Yep.
Which is terrible. So then the dad and the son are still alive. They're kind of walking through the forest trying to get out. And the dad trips and he starts bleeding on his chin. Grizzly Shark starts chasing him. But luckily he runs into the rest of the guys that are there. And the seasonal Cinnamon Bear Jubilee ice cream scares off the Grizzly Shark because he doesn't like the flavor.
I like that he just licked them to get a taste.
He's he
like,
full lick. On bites everybody else, but in this instance, he's like, let me lick this guy.
It's the tiniest licked.
I like, guess he licks everything before he eats them.
I like the lettering that says lick.
I know, just tiny.
Lick.
Yeah, I love Squidward eating the Krabby Patty.
Yeah. I love a villain or like a monster that has like depth, you know, and has like a weakness, you know?
Yeah.
Every monster's going to have a weakness.
Yeah.
You know?
This one's seasonal Cinnamon Bear Jubilee ice cream.
Mm-hmm. I bet you were super happy to see that in this that this comic has this amount of depth to it then.
Yeah.
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 So many layers.
Not much, but
it's I don't know, pretty deep.
And how fast did you read this whole thing?
Oh, dude, like 20 minutes maybe?
Yeah. I was like waiting for like the old episode to like export and I'm like, oh, just like start it. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I'm done.
I saw that the page number was double digits, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll be able to get through this.
Oh, I love a double digit trade. Not for bookshelf, but just in general to read.
It's like 10 pages per comic.
Yeah, the whole thing I think is like 99 pages digitally, and that's including the back matter. So I don't...
Nice.
With Invincible, like Ryan Otley, he would spend like a day on each page.
Yeah.
And so like for this, I don't know, maybe knock out like 2 pages a day or something.
Maybe, but, yeah. He would do this whenever he had time in between Invincible deadlines, I guess.
I don't know if it ever really had like hiatuses necessarily. I know it had like big delays, but I don't think Grizzly Shark was the reason.
He's like, I gotta put this book out.
Yeah. They need to see the end.
People are asking. So yeah, Grizzly Shark doesn't like how they taste, so he just goes off and starts killing other hikers. And I really appreciate that there's just 3 full pages of just like random instances of Grizzly Shark.
It's a whole montage.
Yeah, it's a whole montage. Like he eats this whole family in just one chomp.
Oh, I know. We see four kids get eaten in one swift motion.
And I think this is the origin of the baby.
It is. That's the origin of the baby. So
which is absurd.
Yeah.
Because we don't see the baby till later, and he's very upsetting at that point.
It's so much what they did to this baby.
Yeah. But I think my favorite kill might be the lady that's like walking around, because she gets chomped in her leg, her head, and then her boobies are like the only thing that like didn't get chomped. And I'm like, what an absurd kill.
It's clean though. Well, she one leg, one arm. You got a cell phone arm. Just a clean bite.
It starts raining, which washes off the seasonal cinnamon bear Jubilee ice cream. So they try to go find the cabin, and then they all get attacked and killed, except for John Bob, who's like this big bald dude who's there. And he gets upset. He cuts his chest open to attract Grizzly Shark, and then rips Grizzly Shark in half, killing him. And then
that's insane.
And then John Bob finds Donnie and just walks off with him. Which, this is such a sick scene. Because he's like, he gets super angry that all of his friends just died, so he cuts his own chest.
Yeah.
Which is such a sick scene. And then, but he kills him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's the rest of this fucking book about? But there's multiple Grizzly Sharks, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a surprise.
But I like when it starts raining, and then one of the guys is like, don't worry, I doubt sharks can smell through the water.
I love that.
Which is like a pretty main like thing that they do in the ocean. So I appreciate that.
I don't know what the character's name was, but he died because Grizzly Shark ate him from behind and left everything but his face.
Like his front.
Yeah. Another clean bite.
I was like, whoa.
That is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like the front half of his face is still there.
Like, I really only trust Ryan Ottley to do this book.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad he's the one that came up with it, you know?
Yeah. I like how John Bob, the big bald dude, his like neck is always like kinked like this because he can't like fit in a car normally, I guess.
Yeah.
I think his head just got like,
do you think that's the lore there?
I think that's the lore there, because anytime he's in a car, he's like too big and he has to like turn his head to the side.
Maybe he's got like a shortened trap and he does.
He could have a shortened trap.
Right.
So yeah, that's issue one.
Whatever, he's strong as shit. Oh, and Donnie, without the kiddo without legs, got his dad killed by throwing a rock at his forehead because he was pissed that he left him in the woods. Yep. So don't forget that critical piece of information.
Oh yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
I think that's an allegory for poor parenting, you know?
Right, yeah.
What goes like, around comes around kind of thing.
Physical abuse.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. So very deep, actually.
Dipping your son in the fire.
Trigger warning.
Yeah. I really learned a lot from this.
Yeah.
I told you, there's a lot of layers to this.
You can learn a lot as like a future father.
Right, yeah. I read every book differently now.
So make sure your kid always has a gun.
Yeah.
Right,
make sure
they're
always, if he doesn't throw it at him.
Yeah. Make sure it's always close to him.
Yeah. Good.
And then if he's ever in half, just ditch him in the woods, because that's what this dad did, definitely.
Him in the woods, yeah. But not before giving him some aspirin.
Yeah, the aspirin will save him, so it'll be fine.
Dump
him
on his face.
Don't be cruel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So issue two, Grizzly Shark returns. Mm-hmm. There's another Grizzly Shark in the forest and is still causing terror in the woods. John Bob and the top half of Donnie are like hitchhiking, and they grab a car that has Kyle and Lorraine, who are two scientists who are hunting for the grizzly shark.
Yeah.
Donnie starts fighting with Kyle, who tries to kick him out of the car, but Donnie closes the door on Kyle's hand and then jumps into the driver's seat, drives away, and this eventually launches Kyle into Grizzly Shark when he like breaks super hard.
When Donnie starts peeing out of his...
Oh my God. They start fighting because Donnie all of a sudden starts peeing out of his like little nub.
It's so gross.
It is disgusting.
It's so bad.
It's actually so upsetting. You know, I don't think like logic really applies here, but canonically Donnie doesn't have a stomach. Because when he eats the Advil, he's dad's like, don't eat. Yeah, which means that like he can't make pee, I don't think. And so I'm like, where did he get all his pee from? But yeah, this is very upsetting. This is what starts the fight. There's also like three cripple jokes in a row, which is pretty funny.
Back to back.
Yeah, like because Kyle's like, come on, step out of the car. He's got no legs. And then he's like, come on, try and kick my ass. He's got no legs still.
Got it.
And then he's like, fighting ain't no easy feat. That one's a bit of a stretch, but you know, feet.
I mean, I hear it. That's a good pun.
Yeah, that's in there. But where I have a problem with this book.
Now we got problems.
Here it comes.
Grizzly Shark travels a mile in the time it takes for Kyle to be flung in the air from the car crash and then gets eaten midair by Grizzly Shark. Because it's shown canonically that he's a mile away.
Right.
And so I guess he's able to smell the blood
from this thing that happens, and then he's able to travel a mile in milliseconds.
Well, it shows 1 mile away. Oh, wait, no. Okay, I see what you mean.
1 mile away is where Grizzly Shark is.
I thought maybe smells. He was flung 1 mile away into the area where Grizzly Shark was.
And that made more sense.
Right.
There's no way. That's what you thought.
Because when we see him get eaten, he's like upside down. So I think he's still free fall. So this Kyle has no idea what just fucking hit him. You know,
yeah.
He just gets consumed by Grizzly Shark.
So how long, realistically, if you get hit by a car and you go airborne, how long are you really in the air for?
Well, if I'm looking at the trajectory of this guy, he's pretty high up in the air.
The trajectory?
The tree is pretty high up. I would assume he's in the air like 2 seconds at most.
He's not flying over a slope or anything like that.
No.
Like,
so a great white can swim up to 35 miles per hour. So it could swim like a mile in like
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
That's pretty good, actually.
So
that's
Grizzly Shark is an in-water. So he doesn't have like all the water getting in his way.
Yeah, no water resistance.
No.
You know, I don't know why.
Trees in his way.
I remember seeing like one of the covers, maybe it was the one that you showed me, but I always thought that the design of Grizzly Shark was like lower half bear, upper half shark. But this guy's just a shark.
I think you're thinking like pig or something like that.
Yeah, I might have like had that mixed up. So when I saw the full body of Grizzly Shark, it's just a shark.
He's an actual shark.
He's like a shark floating.
Somehow getting around in the forest. And I'm like, that's even scarier, actually, in my mind.
I don't know what you mean somehow. Obviously, that's how he's getting around. He's just swimming flying. Around. Yeah, he's just floating, swimming around.
They choose to be in the water.
Yeah, they don't have to be.
Oh my God.
That's the scary part.
That is actually very scary.
Yeah, so he went, he swam?
Swummed.
He swummed a mile in about 2 seconds. That's pretty good.
Yeah, about 2 seconds. That's crazy fast.
120 miles a minute.
But, you know, Grizzly Shark, I think he's like...
I think your math is
he's
wrong.
Better 30 miles than, a minute? He's better than most sharks, I would say.
Yeah.
He's just like... He's mutated.
Better than most.
He's adapted to his surroundings.
Yeah, exactly. So then Donnie, John Boy, and now just Lorraine.
John Bob.
Yeah, you're right. John Bob. I was tired when I was writing these.
You've been getting this wrong this whole time.
We're also drinking. We didn't say that. But this is the first ever drunk podcast.
It's a beer cast.
Is this the first one?
We've never drunk on this podcast, I don't think.
No, we did a beer comic book.
That's right. We did have a beer.
About the history of beer.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
The comic book history of beer we did with our mom.
Yeah.
Of course.
And she bought that book, so we had to read it.
Yeah.
Right.
Good book.
It's actually pretty good.
To read it.
It was like far too informative to where it was like a little textbook.
It was like an actual essay of beer, and it's actually very interesting.
Pretty well researched.
You know what the origin of the word pub comes from?
No.
There used to be like shit in people's houses to where they could brew their own beer, and women would be really good at brewing beer. So a guy, after he's done working, would bring all of his boys over and have the beer that his wife made, and they were called public houses.
Oh.
And then eventually got shortened to pub. And that's how it's like kind of colloquial.
That's why pubs are always so homey, you know?
Yeah, pubs are like the more homey thing. Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome lore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Add it to list.
Add to list, yeah. So anyway, Donnie, John, Bob, and now Lorraine are trying to hunt Grizzly Shark over the next few days as it's killing more people. We get another montage of him killing people, which I love.
And then, right before that, we get reintroduced to your favorite character, the cannibal baby.
They do pick up the baby.
They go into this weird sequence for 2 pages where it's Donnie like recapping a story that he wrote. It's like, the only 2 pages that they do that.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
I have no idea.
But they pick up the baby from the last issue that survived the grizzly shark killing like the entire family at a picnic. But I guess that baby's been just eating his family or something.
Yeah,
the entrails,
the rest of his parents. Family. Yeah,
and so now he looks like a fucked up zombie baby. And John Bob and Lorraine, they're like, "Oh yeah, come with us."
You know, I think a baby wouldn't be that crazy if it started eating its family. You know,
you ever been around a baby?
Yeah, but like
that's survival instinct, you know?
Yeah. Right. And I think it just adapt.
Yeah, I think it would.
I don't know if it'd become a zombie kind of thing.
There's a scene where like a there's like a, I don't know, Boy Scouts or something. And there's like a dude that like gets his arm, he slaps a mosquito and he starts bleeding. And then like everybody there dies except for this one kid.
Yeah, that shows like fucking Grizzly Shark's speed. Because he like chomps through like 4 people in just one swoosh and beats them off.
He's already in the next tree.
Ben used to lead people on trails. Did you ever see Grizzly Shark?
No, and thank God. I would have lost all my kiddos. And judging from this comic, myself as well.
Yeah.
So that would have been completely fatal. I wouldn't have even seen it coming.
I like seeing this because he just like flies through them and we just see like his little tail like still in the fucking...
And it just says Munch in really small letters.
Munch is good.
So it's got to be pretty quiet then if the letters are really small.
Yep.
The one right before that, there's like a man and then... his like girlfriend in the tent
crying,
and then and then like he gets like both of them in the same panel. Not that there's like two, but he's just moving so fast within like the span of one panel to get both of them.
You know,
to
where like neither of them react. It's the same one, just moving so fast.
You think it's two in this?
There are multiple grizzly sharks in this issue specifically.
Spoilers, not there yet.
Okay, well, fuck. They find Kyle in one of the traps that they set up. And he's somehow still alive. He just doesn't have hands. And but it's actually a trap that the grizzly shark set up to lure the whole crew in. And so John Bob, once again clutches. And he throws grizzly shark around and then punches him in the nose and kills him. But then it turns out there's a bunch of other grizzly sharks that are approaching. And we just see like their fins approaching them in the tall grass. And fucking John Bob, man. He's sick in this.
He's basically a Hulk.
He's basically the Hulk.
He's so strong.
But man, he clutches every time.
Look at how mean he looks when he's punching the shark in the face.
Like he grabs him by the fin and like throws him like around.
I think that's what you're supposed to do when like a shark gets like near you or like bites you or something.
I think you're supposed to like poke him in the eyes, right?
I know there's something about
them upside down.
What the hell? How am I supposed to do that?
When it's always bitten you?
So this is before it bites you, I think you flip it upside down.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So,
how fast?
So you think you're faster than a shark to pull a fast one and be like, whoop.
I don't think I could swim that fast.
Yeah.
You're supposed to. You're push talking about it a shark
that's just like approaching you very slowly.
Yeah.
And you have the time to be able to like put your hands out in front of you and just like twist them by the nose.
Like, whoop, gotcha.
Give them a little twister.
Okay. I think that's the idea. That's what I would try to do.
I've never heard that in my life.
If a shark was coming at me,
I've watched
really
many
fast,
Shark Weeks, by the way.
That's probably not true, but.
If a shark's coming at me super fast, I'm swinging, you know? That's just my instinct.
We should each
go into a shark tank.
Go into a shark tank, three separate shark tanks, and see who's his most successful.
See who comes out. We all do something different.
You're going to try and get behind him somehow and grab him by the fin.
It's for science. Yeah.
It is for science.
And I'll poke him in the eyes.
We'll see which one actually works.
Yeah.
Probably none of them. I don't think you could swing that fast underwater, if I'm being honest.
Well, like, I don't know about like a hook, but maybe like a jab. You know, that like less water resistance that way.
Yeah. I was just going to try and like
still stands.
Yeah.
Dude, literally every time I get in the ocean, I'm like, there might be a shark in here. And I have to be ready. I have to like, I always move myself into a spot to where like,
you can get out.
There's like no one in the way if I need to go to shore or whatever.
Yeah. Or at least there's people around you.
Right.
Like, it would be harder for them to get you than, you know, you just got to be the person that's like not the easiest to get.
Right. I need to find something to grab and move in front. Yeah.
In the event of a shark attack.
Mm-mm. Anyway.
And that was pretty much issue 2.
Yeah.
That's Grizzly Shark Returns. There's many Grizzly Shark.
Yep.
Which is very scary.
Plural sharks.
I like how they're like standing in the grass and you can like see their knees and whatnot.
But yeah, the
grizzly there's enough to like submerge a whole shark with just their fins popping out.
Yeah. Like the grass doesn't cover like the tires of the car.
Like it doesn't cover like the dead grizzly shark.
It doesn't. Yeah. How the fuck
does it? Oh, you're so right.
So they're in the dirt.
Yeah.
They're swimming around in the dirt.
They're like the subterranean.
Dude, subterranean.
They're like the fucking Shai Hulud. From Dune.
From Dune? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Whoa.
Did you watch Dune?
Of course I watched Dune.
Okay, just check in.
What do you think?
You seem confused when I said Shai Hulud.
No, I'm surprised you remember. There is to know about the Shai Hulud.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Big Shai Hulud guy.
Yeah, big, really big into those.
They call him the Shai Hulud dude.
Yeah.
that's how formal they are.
Yeah, that's how much Ben knows about him. All right, issue 3. Big finale, Grizzly Shark versus Sea Bear.
Yep.
We've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We see more deaths happening around the forest that distract the grizzly sharks.
Everybody's crashing into this
There's a lot of people crashing into shit with their cars.
I didn't even know there was a road there.
That's a public service announcement not to text and drive. Or not to tweet and drive.
Don't Facebook, don't Twitter, don't text and drive. that's pretty much how all these people got into car accidents.
Yeah.
And why are there boulders right in the middle of the road?
So, well, if you go back to the previous issue. If you remember,
actually.
Yeah, if you actually paid attention.
That's John Bob's fault. Yeah, that's John Bob's fault. Yeah.
I don't think that is John Bob's fault. Go. Oh, it is John Bob's fault.
John Bob threw the shark. Didn't throw him far enough. I mean, it's a big shark. How much do sharks weigh? I don't know. Quite a bit.
You want to look it up? A lot of different kinds. How much does a grizzly shark weigh?
Look up grizzly shark rule 34, and then that should like pull it up.
Yeah, so what happens? Oh, he throws it into the boulder, knocks it off the cliff. It lands on top of the girl.
That's walking her dog.
That's walking her dog.
And then the boulder is still there. But yeah. What's interesting is that I think the reason the crew gets out of all of these grizzly sharks approaching them is because there happens to be lots of people being flung into the air at the same time.
This is like what you were talking about with being in the ocean. Make sure there's like weaker people around.
Dude, yeah, you're right. Well, this is deep.
So a great white shark, which I imagine is what grizzly shark is.
Yeah.
Or is an ancestor too, is between 1,500 and 2,400 pounds.
Wow.
So...
Damn.
John Bob's like swinging like a ton.
He is.
That is insane.
He's catching a ton midair and then swinging it around and throwing it.
I mean, there's a lot of momentum involved with that, so.
That's fair.
Yeah, so the...
But yeah, that's why they're able to get out, is because the grizzly sharks get distracted and they can sense the other people flying in there and like, oh, this will be easier, I guess. And so they're able to try and get out.
Like the bus. Like,
the bus,
yeah. The bus gets...
Do you like the reason the bus crashed in the first place? I like the text that this guy was reading.
Yeah.
Just thinking about 9/11 and want you to drive extra safe today.
Fucking Rosalind's texting this bus driver. Hey, thinking about 9/11. The most insane way to
open. Of course it's a Lynn, you know?
The most craziest way to open a text. And then he's like, I want you to drive extra safe today. Remember, don't look at this text. I probably shouldn't be texting you this.
Love you.
Yeah. And then he crashes and they all get eaten by grizzly sharks.
And all the people, yeah, they fly out of the bus and they're airborne.
Pretty sick page, too.
That's a really cool
page. I wonder who someone has this page. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so they try to get away, but Lorraine actually gets eaten by a shark. And then Donnie pushes Kyle off the edge of the cliff with the car, and then the shark follows Kyle and they kind of plummet to their death. Really? And so they try, you know, they get away, and later they try using the baby as bait to lure more sharks off the cliff edge.
Real quick before you get into that.
Yeah.
Like the grizzly sharks can kind of like swim through the air. Right. And like
naturally
kind of like fly. Right. So when it's like falling off the cliff, you think you'd be able to like turn up and like not crash and splat to the ground. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it doesn't.
I think they swim through the trees.
Okay. And then like they just jump from the trees. I think they're kind of
like monkeys and they like jump from one tree to the next.
Well, they were going in the grass like sharks in water. I think maybe they rely on vegetation in general.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. They can't fly, Daniel. That would be absurd.
That's absolutely ridiculous. It makes no sense scientifically.
Right.
You just can't like you can't keep up with Ryan Ollie, I don't think.
I don't think so. Yeah, his ideas and science is just beyond me.
Yep. And so they're like, well, we can kill him by throwing him over the edge. So let's tie up the baby and use him as bait with a rope and then throw him over a branch. And then when the grizzly sharks try and get him, we'll just like pull the baby up real fast. Yeah. And so they tried to do that. The baby gets like stuck. And so John Bob and Donnie climb up the tree to try and get him unstuck. But then Grizzly Shark takes that moment to attack. And John Bob clutches again by throwing all of them up just a little bit, enough to be able to ride on top of Grizzly Shark, still dangling the baby on a branch in front of him like it's a pig with like a carrot thing in front of him.
Yeah.
And they're just riding the grizzly shark with a bunch of other grizzly sharks following.
Or if you're like on a treadmill with like a cookie, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's like a wave of grizzly sharks and they direct them over a cliff.
A hammerhead can canonically be a grizzly shark.
Yeah, there is.
Which I appreciate.
One hammerhead in here, which
is there actually?
Yeah.
There's got to be diversity.
He's in the background. Like you can see him right here. It's when you first see them.
In the corner. Okay. Yeah. Okay,
and that double page spread. The implications of this are endless.
That is so cool.
Are there nurse shark grizzly sharks?
Are there whale sharks?
Are there? There has to be grizzly whale
sharks.
I'm just glad Hammerhead's got a shout out in this. Yeah, that's really pretty cool. They're like one of the best sharks.
He's probably like, I wonder if I could draw a Hammerhead.
Best shark, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Easily.
And so they direct them over the cliff and they fall into the ocean and they're like, oh, we're fucked now. We're in the water. and there's a bunch of sharks here. But no, all the sharks drown, which I think is my that's my favorite twist.
It's the best one.
They're in the ocean, a bunch of sharks around them, but they don't know how to swim.
Kind of backtracking, but yep. There is, Ben, you mentioned that like they don't like curse in this book, which is kind of funny. I think my favorite one was Donnie. He's like, son of a damn it.
When they're getting surrounded by all the grizzly sharks.
Son of a damn it. Okay. It does roll off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I'm going to have to put that in my regular vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. It's a safe for work book is what this is.
But there's one last grizzly shark left still in the forest. And he's about to go after the boys in the water. But Sea Bear is in the water, jumps out of the ocean, and starts to fight Grizzly Shark.
From SpongeBob.
Yeah, from SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm. Went straight there from Bikini Bottom.
Yeah.
Right.
He was like, fuck, I can't get SpongeBob and Patrick because they put the thing around in the circle. They drew a perfect circle. I can't get him. And so he leaves Bikini Bottom, fights Grizzly Shark. Grizzly Shark kind of fights dirty, too, because he, like, throws sand in his face.
Yeah, and then he smacks him with his tail.
Yeah, which is kind of insane.
Sea Bear's sitting there all kind of sad for a second.
And then Sea Bear throws Grizzly Shark out to the ocean, which would normally kill him, but Grizzly Shark lands on a boat where there's, like, a family just kind of going out on a boat, and he kills the family on board.
I love the dad. He's trying to shoot himself before Grizzly Shark can eat him, and his son's trying to stop him. He's, damn it, son, let me die.
And then he actually
my worst nightmare when there's like a shark on his boat, and then there's like a bear right behind it.
And the son actually fires the gun. It hits the dad in the arm. He's like, what are you doing? You could have killed me. Yeah. Which I think is like the best joke.
But that whole interaction,
like, almost kills himself, then gets mad at his son for almost killing him is a pretty good joke.
But then Grizzly Shark pushes Sea Bear off the boat. And then kills the family and then drives the boat back to shore so he can be safe.
He is so happy. So
incredibly talented.
This panel where he's like, he's got a bloody mouth, but he's like super happy driving the boat.
What's that Marvel shark? Jeff? Yeah. It's Jeff moment.
This would be an it's
without
Jeff.
Like the bloody mouth.
Yeah, exactly. So Grizzly Shark drives back to land and there's a round two with Sea Bear. Donnie and John Bob are like, we got to get out of here. And as they leave, Donnie cheers on Sea Bear, which distracts Sea Bear, and then he gets his face eaten by Grizzly Shark. A whole half of his face. I actually gasped. I was like, no,
Sea Bear. I didn't see that coming.
I was like, no, dude.
I thought Sea Bear had a chance. Like, I thought he was going to get him.
Well, he was fighting really good. Did you see how far he tossed Grizzly Shark into the ocean? Like, yeah,
pretty
he's
far.
Strong as shit.
Yeah.
I think Grizzly Shark would have died if, like, the Cocaine Bear was also involved.
Oh, maybe that'll be issue 4.
Oh, dude, we gotta do like
Sea Bear, Cocaine Bear versus we gotta do Grizzly
Kickstarter
Shark
for Ryan Alley.
I'm like, that'd be good.
I don't think you're working on anything, but I have a suggestion.
This comic's very Cocaine Bear, like,
yeah.
I think that's like probably the closest movie to equate it to.
I think Elizabeth Banks probably took a lot of inspiration from this.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah,
you think she read Grizzly Shark and thought she had to get in on some kind of action?
She couldn't
like
get Grizzly Shark because that's like too like top tier of a property.
Yeah, can pay for the
and
option.
So she's like, I guess I'll have a bear do cocaine, you know?
It's the next best thing.
Yeah.
But
based on real life, you know.
I was thinking about like how this comic made me feel as far as like watching a movie would, and I was like, maybe like Sharknado, not because of the sharks, because of the ridiculousness, but I think Cocaine Bear kind of nails that feeling a little bit more.
Have you seen Sharknado?
I've seen the first one.
Oh. If I was watching this as a movie, I'd be like, no fucking way. I wouldn't believe what I was watching.
For Grizzly Shark?
No, Grizzly Shark.
Yeah,
I would love to see an animated series on Grizzly Shark.
That'd be awesome.
I'm really waiting for
it. It wouldn't be a series.
It'd
be like one episode.
I'm waiting on a series.
Yeah,
give me a movie. Put it in theaters.
Top 10 on Netflix. Yeah. Oh, yeah, put it in theaters.
I don't know what I said.
And so Grizzly Shark goes to finish off John Bob, Donnie, and the baby. But John Bob clutches one last time. He throws the baby into the mouth of Grizzly Shark. And the baby eats Grizzly Shark's heart, which kills it.
Yeah.
And that teaches the ultimate lesson, which is when in doubt, throw a baby. And that's how the book ends.
Heart was just
kind of in his mouth.
Kind of just in the, right in his mouth.
I think the baby like grabbed it and it's like,
right.
And then pulled it out.
I don't know.
But they're making it seem like it was like in its back, like near its fin or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's how it ends. That's how they kill the last grizzly shark.
They they threw the cannibal baby.
Mm-hmm.
What a conclusion.
You know, he was probably like, how do I end this? In the perfect, most perfect way possible.
No, he probably knew the ending and then wrote the rest.
Okay, that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
And that's the book. First off, we have some back matter. And I think we have some grizzly shark lore that not even Ben knows about.
Oh, shit.
So let's get into back matter matters.
Back matter matters.
So yeah, it like starts off with, he like writes like a pretty nice like little note there. He's like, I've been wanting to do comics since I was like 15.
That's cool.
And he kind of talks about like how he started in comics. And then the history of Grizzly Shark, which is him and his friend Jason Howard gave themselves a challenge to do a new comic that they just do 24 hours straight creating, and they made Grizzly Shark. His friend Jason Howard made a Sea Bear comic separately from this, which I think got published in his own series. So
really? Sea Bear?
Yeah, I think Sea Bear has its own comic just written and drawn by Jason Howard.
Oh.
Who's the guy on the missionary?
Oh!
That dude.
That's cool.
Yeah, so he's a really good art. I don't know. Look
that's
it up.
A new comic that's currently coming out that we're big fans of.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
He's like pretty consistently been a pretty good artist. Same with Ryan Ollie. So it's crazy that they're both friends and they made this. We knew about them separately, but didn't know that they had the most perfect comic concept put together.
No, it just says Sea Bear and Grizzly Shark, which is a 2010 one-shot, which features like the cover that's in the back.
Is it this one?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just a one-shot then.
Right.
Oh, so there's more.
They got mixed up.
I like more Grizzly Shark out there.
They got mixed up. It was a $5 book, rightfully so.
There is some sketches and stuff of like the early Grizzly Shark, you know, sort of concepts and stuff that he did. They also actually got the writer or the creator of like The Walking Dead and Invincible, Robert Kirkman, to do an origin story, like a little like one page origin story of Grizzly Shark and Sea Bear. And it was like basically the idea is that the world used to be sort of flipped when it came to like land and water. So everything that was ocean was land, and everything that was land was ocean back then. And there's something that happens.
It'd be so much land.
That'd be so. It'd be 70% land and only 30% water. But it's kind of interesting seeing like the what America is, but as an ocean.
You know?
And basically, it just says like for whatever reason, something flipped, and so all of the ocean creatures turned to land creatures, and all the land creatures turned to ocean creatures.
Except Robert Kirkman's so smart.
Yeah, I know exactly.
How does he know this?
Except for some reason, Grizzly Shark and Sea Bear did not get affected by this change. So. It's just like a random like little one shot sort of thing that Robert Kirkman did. So that's pretty fun. And then some initial sketches for all the covers and whatnot. So pretty fun. And then a bunch of process pages where he's kind of like outlining the whole thing and coming up with all the crazy ideas and stuff like that. And I think there's some gags in here that he cut out as well. So pretty good back matter.
Did he cut out anything juicy?
Not that I really remember. It's hard to read a lot of his notes, actually.
I like how a lot of this was on like a legal pad.
Yeah, he just like he was just jotting some shit down, just kind of seeing.
He didn't know
stuck.
He was cooking, you know.
Yeah,
it's really funny because he just like had general ideas of what he wanted to happen, and it was just kind of him piecing them together from there. So it was kind of fun to read the back matter. Pretty good, actually, for a book that's only like 3 issues and like 70 something pages. There's quite a bit of back matter, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I didn't expect like any, honestly.
Yeah, so. How do you feel about this book, Daniel? What would you rate it? I think.
Do you ever see those TikToks where like people are just like in the woods and they like cook food in the woods?
Ooh,
they
yeah.
like cut a hole out of like a stump or something and then put coals in it.
Yeah.
Or like they'll burn wood and then like cook like a
that really
salmon that they caught or something.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get a big knife, a cleaver for some reason.
Yep.
And then just I'll have that, like a dinner, like of that.
A nice peaceful time out in the woods.
Yeah.
And we compare our ratings of books to different foods.
It's mostly like Cold Stone, like it, love it, or gotta have it. But you know this like from listening to the podcast,
yeah,
right?
You've listened to this all the time, but for the listeners that may not know.
Right.
But I think since they had a big tub of seasonal cinnamon bear jubilee, whatever the fuck, ice cream, I would buy a big tub of mint and chip ice cream for myself.
Ah, there you go.
A $99.50 tub of mint and chip ice cream. Because this is my shit. It's good. What would you rate this book, Ben?
I would rate it probably... a Jersey Mike sandwich after a long day. It's exactly what I need when I need it and nothing more. And
gives that's you so it. Much life.
So much life. I get so much out of it. And nice. It's such a simple thing.
The big size?
Or giant, absolutely size. Giant size.
What, you get that what shit soaked in oil?
I get a giant 26, brother. Chicken bacon ranch all the way.
Chicken bacon ranch. Yep. Wow. Okay. So, yeah. So not Mike's way, which is like the oil.
That's a all the oil though. Yeah. That's a
yeah. Yeah.
All the oil the hot just fucks me up, dude. I don't really? Want. I don't want my shit. I don't want my bread soggy. You know dude, what I mean?
Get a BLT like we had today. Mike's way.
I only have your BLTs.
It fucking rips. It's like the best BLT you can. Second best BLT you can buy.
Mike's. A Mike's Way BLT.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is Mike's Way?
It's just they put salt, pepper, then they put oil and vinegar on it. Mm. You have to eat it like immediately, you know, or else like it'll get like soggy, you know, but it's so that's fucking like. Good. It's so good.
You
so
like Forefathers though. Forefathers gets super soggy. Have you had Forefathers?
Mm-hmm. I guess that's fair.
Super soggy.
The Philly cheesesteak place?
Think absolutely.
The context is a little different though, because it's like, is it the cheese making it this way?
The cheese, yeah. Or maybe the
it's pretty
grease.
Greasy.
It well, like the grease is also fine, but to think of just like a bunch of oil being soaked in my
soggy
bread.
Oh, you guys used to
live
over by there, huh?
Yeah, we used to get it a lot because Parker was really into it.
I always think about that whenever people bring out like cheese steaks. Forefathers. And there's only that one location, right?
There's a few.
There is? Okay.
I think there's a couple.
There's a couple of Forefathers, yeah.
Yeah. I need one over here. That'd be sweet.
So good.
Yeah. But yeah, good ass book.
Good ass book.
Great book.
So let's get into our next segment, which is the pull list, colon,
shove it in your box.
The pull list, what did you shove in your box?
This is where we talk about what comics we picked up this week.
Nice.
Pretty light week for me, actually.
Yeah, same. Did you pick up any comics,
any
Ben?
Comics you pick up?
I've been out of the game. I got to get back in.
Okay.
That's fair enough.
If you want. Or just get trades. Be a trade waiter.
I
want to only pick up my trades from Zero Records now.
Perfect, yeah.
It is actually pretty fun to
always,
like...
Well, sometimes it'll be like the same price as like, you know, the MSRP or whatever, but sometimes you can get some deals.
There's also just weird random shit in there.
The weirdest shit. Like, it's like shit that people don't want, you know?
So it's like, let me read this.
They don't know what they threw away. One man's trash, you know?
One man's trash.
Threw this shit away.
Someone said, I don't want this, which is insane to me.
Someone
I think they must have accidentally misplaced it.
No, I think no a woman broke up with her very cool, very smart comic boyfriend.
With really good taste.
Who had this, and then she just sold all of his comics.
She didn't know what she had. She could have sold that for millions, I think.
Right.
So it's unfortunate.
I'm sitting on gold right now.
But you got a deal.
I should be reading this with gloves, honestly.
I think... as just something I'll just randomly be hunting for any comic shop I visit. I'll just see if I can find a grizzly shark somewhere.
Yeah. You find it, you
find
just
as many trades as you can. Find like you're doing with what? Like,
yeah, dude, this Hellboy, there's part of his Hellboy collection right there.
Yeah.
Right
next to the pups. Yeah. It's a pretty good Hellboy collection.
Thank you. I've been hunted for him recently, but
you got to get back on it.
I only ever find him at Zia, you know, the Zia stickers on them still. And then Best Buy, they got rid of their like physical media section.
Yeah,
you can check the bargain bin at Walmart.
There's a lot of digging.
There's that.
That's a good point. Actually,
a bunch of digging.
Yeah,
they only put bad movies in there, though.
I know. Well, I don't know. I picked up like
not classics.
Oh, right.
I picked up the movie Tag from there, but I still haven't watched it.
Haven't watched Tag yet?
So you don't even know if it's good or not.
I bought it from that $5 bin. I hear it's pretty good.
It's a super entertaining movie.
I got it for $5 and I never watched it. So,
dude. Toss that shit in there.
I know where it is, though. So I could watch it at any point.
You're not gonna.
You're not such a large queue for a movie night, you know?
Yeah, true. We still need to do Hellboy.
What'd you pick up today, then?
I picked up Wolverine Revenge number 3.
Did you buy 2?
I didn't know it came out, dude.
Did you read 1?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, you didn't. Yeah.
So I have to hunt down number 2 now.
Yeah.
This is insane.
You have a gap.
I do have a gap.
You have a hole in your collection.
I have to either buy it digitally or just hunt it down somewhere.
Don't buy it digitally.
I'm not going to. I'm going to hunt
see
it down.
If Ash has it.
Why did you buy a grizzly shark digitally?
Because I didn't want to hunt it down.
Yeah, I believe
it's hard to find.
It's probably on.
He found it at a random Zia.
No one's selling these things, really.
Yeah. I picked up Spawn Kills Every Spawn, number 3.
4.
4? Really? Okay. I think I have all the other ones. And then Ultimate X-Men number 8. And that's all I picked up this week.
Yeah, just X-Men and Spawn.
That was just all you picked up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty light week, which is fine. I had a big week last week.
Yeah.
Did you read anything this week?
I read the first issue of Department of Truth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the one where all the conspiracies are actually real, right?
It's a world where, nice. Like, if enough people believe in a conspiracy theory, it will become true.
Mm.
And the Department of Truth just makes sure that not enough people believe in one specific theory.
Is it good?
The first issue is very good, yeah. I was very surprised by it. I don't know why.
People like it. So I've always, it's always been on my radar.
It's very popular. I think it's in like the teens as far as like issues. And so I read it because I was kind of hunting for like a normie book for like when Sarah comes on.
Okay.
but this might be a little out there.
Did you learn about any new conspiracies?
No, the first one was about Flat Earth. And so.
That's not a conspiracy.
Right. Yeah.
That one's for real.
So clearly.
I'm a pilot. I've seen it from up there. It's pretty flat.
Yeah, you fly helicopters.
Clearly, James Tynion is not a believer. So.
It's also in Smiling Friends. So.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a Flat Earth and Smiling Friends?
Yeah. They get abducted by aliens and when they come back to Earth. They're like,
I saw that episode.
Oh, my God, it's flat.
Parker like, wanted me to see that episode so bad.
That's an excellent episode.
It's pretty good.
It is pretty funny.
We watched it like here, like before the pod one day.
Dude, I was dying.
And I like knew what happened at the end, but Nathan didn't. And it was just so fun seeing his like natural reaction. I'm
like, oh, my God, it's flat.
It's flat. But yeah, good show.
That's funny. I read Batman Full Moon. Number one, it came out last week, I think.
Does he drop his pants?
That's where he drops his pants. You see Batman's full ass.
Nice. That's the point.
No, it's about a werewolf in Gotham, like an actual werewolf.
And doesn't he like have to turn into a vampire to beat him or something?
No, but Man-Bat, who's a vampire dude that turns into a bat. He's like a scientist that turns into a bat. He's in the Arkham games.
Like Morbius?
Kind of like Morbius, but like it's not Batman, it's Man-Bat.
Is he just naked?
No, he's like a werewolf, but turns into a big man-sized bat. And so they fight each other, which is kind of fun.
Why is he a werewolf?
He's not a werewolf, but he's like a werewolf.
He's a werebat.
Oh,
he's a
werebat. Okay.
Like he's a werebat. Yeah, that's a got it. Great way to put
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
But there's a normal werewolf in Gotham, and Batman's like, I got to fucking figure this shit out. And then Man-Bat comes in. It's a bit crazy. The art of it is actually pretty like gritty, which I appreciate. It's by Stephen Subject or whatever. I think he was the guy that was on Riddler year one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pretty fun. So I'll probably pick up the next one and see how that goes. Still waiting to see Batman's full ass because we haven't seen him yet. I assume that's why it's called Full Moon.
You were just kidding? You don't actually see the bat buns?
No bat buns. Okay, not yet. This is only the first issue. I assume that happens at the end.
They're not going to put that in the first issue.
Yeah.
You got to keep people reading
to the end.
They're trying to move units.
Actually, when this book was announced, I did see it on Twitter, like the artist like was promoting it, and I was like, I can't wait to see Batman's full ass. And the guy responded to me saying something. I can't remember what he said. So I think I clocked it.
He's like, make sure you stay tuned.
You got the idea rolling.
I think I intercepted.
It's just like he jumps and then the werewolf like pulls down his pants. Yeah, just, accident.
Yeah. That's the best way to do
and
it.
And then it's like the logo, like Batman Full Moon.
It's still really gritty and shit too.
That's the best.
And he's really embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh man. All right.
There's like a werewolf claw on his cheek.
You can have Gotham.
You're like, are you serious,
I'm
dude?
I'm so embarrassed.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I also read Green Lantern Dark, which is a Elseworlds book. Just like completely new universe about a world that is like dark for most of the time, and when it's dark there are like zombies and monsters that come out, and so they need a Green Lantern to just like consistently be like protecting them.
Mm-hmm. That sounds kind of awesome. Yeah, is it pretty dark?
It's like dark most of the time.
Not literally, I mean more like story.
Oh, dark as a story. Yeah, there's a kid in here who like really believes in the Green Lantern. Mm-hmm. And the Green Lantern's like, I don't know if I'm doing a very good job or whatever, and he's like, no, you keep doing Green Lantern stuff. And then that kid's parents die and they turn into zombies. So,
oh, is it like a fictional Earth kind of thing? Or
it's a
like
fictional Earth thing, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So, not connected to anything that DC's happening right now. It's also like a new Green Lantern design. So, he has like a physical like lantern.
I'm on board with that. That sounds pretty awesome.
And it's pretty fun.
He carries it around like a lunchbox?
He carries it around in his hand and then also on a big stick. So, he swings this like big stick with a lantern around sometimes.
That's so masculine.
Didn't Alan Scott do something like that?
As a lunchbox.
Like he had like some sort of like staff?
No, he never had a staff, I don't think.
Mm.
But yeah, actually, I enjoyed it. So I like seeing Elseworld, Green Lantern stuff.
Who writes that?
Oh my gosh, Tate Bromball,
the guy
that did the Alien,
Barbalian.
Yeah, that was good. And then Absolute Wonder Woman, I read this week as well.
How's that?
Really good.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like a new line. It's also like an Elseworlds line
mm-hmm.
where basically
they're taking like Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman to start, and they're just making them like as badass as possible, it seems like. So this Wonder Woman was born in hell.
Whoa.
And she,
that's super cool.
And she didn't know that she was an Amazon because her mom had that word banished from like ever being spoken. Like anytime she like tries to speak it, it gets like censored in real life. Mm-hmm. So she didn't realize that she was an Amazon really, but is like pretty much being trained in hell. And that was like kind of her origin. But in the present, there's like a demon that's attacking.
And it's her dad.
And it's not her dad.
Ah.
But the way that she, Satan. The way that she fights it is really cool because she has this like insanely huge like anime sword.
Nice.
Wonder Woman has tattoos all over her.
That's hot.
And she rides.
That's pretty hot.
She rides a Pegasus that is like a skeleton Pegasus.
Whoa.
So like, it's pretty fucking cool.
They Wonder like Woman with tattoos is pretty.
So
pretty
yeah, Wonder Woman with tattoos like is a, fucking sweet. She's like a lady ghost rider,
and she's got like blood kind of like over her eyes. Yeah, kind of like that.
That's
cool. That's cool.
The Pegasus skeleton thing is like such a cool design.
I bet.
Yeah.
So I'm really enjoying it.
It's a giant sword.
The whole time I'm like, dude, hell yeah. Like it's like one of those books. Just like Absolute Batman, who's just like this huge guy, and he's like, his Batmobile is like a fucking dump truck or something.
Yeah.
This sounds like the true male fantasy.
And he's like doing all this like insane shit. Like Absolute is just like the dude, hell yeah universe so far. So I really enjoy it so far.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, what have you been reading or watching or doing? We just played Black Ops 6.
We finally got into zombies we played some Black Ops 6. I gotta be honest, the multiplayer is actually pretty fun.
It fucking rules.
Zombies is pretty crazy. The guns actually feel great. Like they feel kind of like weighty. The shooting is like super satisfying. I don't know what they did differently. Probably really small things, but it worked. Like it actually feels pretty great.
They like separate the bullets and then add a little bit of bass to the controller.
Yeah, a little bit. Like
a little vibration. Yeah.
I don't know. It just feels good. But the zombies is fun.
Zombies was so fun when we were playing it. It's pretty tough. But like I just remember I was playing it and I had this moment where I was like, dude, I like I feel good right now.
Yeah.
And I was
what a rush.
Well, like, dude, it literally they like recaptured that, like when you'd just be playing zombies and you're trying to like run around and like if you get hit like a couple times but you like just barely make it out, you know?
Yeah.
It's like that feeling of like, oh fuck.
I feel like zombies got like a little too crazy, even in like World at War. I was like,
some of their matchups I can't pretty well.
Yeah. Some of them got a little bit out of hand.
Yeah. This one I would say is probably on par with that. You can like get in a boat, but there's this like weird zombie kraken thing in the water
that keeps you from being in the boat for too long.
Yeah,
I think.
It's like a little dinghy, like a little motorboat. Basically.
It's like, oh shit, a kraken shows up. Yeah. Get out of the boat.
Yeah, get out of the boat. But it's like
upgrading your weapons. It's like relatively hard to get to, but you can do it, and it's possible.
It's pretty quick. It is so fast paced. Like the older zombies. Or like older like Call of Duties with their zombies, like you go through the first few rounds and it's pretty slow and then it starts slowly picking up. No, it's like round one and then it's balls to the wall. You're losing your shit until you die.
They still have a dot.
I need to build up, you know.
Remember the round with like the dogs?
Yeah,
they have that.
The hellhounds.
They're spiders. They're like zombie spiders.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. Yeah.
They're either spiders or they're weird, disgusting flies or something. The spiders are crazy. They actually are on the walls and the ceiling. So if you're inside, they're going to be like coming at you from everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Mm.
I enjoyed it. We only played like a couple times, but it's fucking annoying to download.
Does it take like 3 days?
No, it's fine. It's easy to download. Okay. I mean, well,
let's say,
Call of
Daniel,
Duty's-
we all know how to download games.
Oh, you'd think so.
Oh.
If you go to download Call of Duty, it's on Game Pass. So it's like, oh, let me just click Call of Duty and download.
Black Ops 6 is on Game Pass already?
It's on Game Pass. Yeah. Wow. Microsoft owns Treyarch and that like game studio. So now it's on Game Pass.
Call of Duty is doing basically a Master Chief Collection type deal where they're all on like one interface, basically.
So when you download Call of Duty, you have to pick what of Call of Duty you want to download. I didn't realize that. I thought click Call of Duty, download Call of Duty. No, that's not how games work anymore, Daniel. You have to choose if you want to download Black Ops 6, Warzone, multiplayer, campaign, zombies, Modern Warfare 3, which is the last one, and then like random content packs for all of them.
Mm.
And so when we tried to play it the first time, Parker like texted us. He's like, here's what you download. And I'm like, bitch, I know what to download. It's Call of Duty. So I'm downloading it.
Don't mansplain this to me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. And I was like, I know what to download. And so I'm downloading it.
Like, actually, I need help.
Yeah, we were literally on Discord and I'm like, why is my download 300 gigabytes?
It's supposed to be like 80.
Yeah.
So
I fucked it up.
I agree. It should not be this. It's not straightforward. They do not tell you what they're doing with your hard drive when you click download on Call of Duty. Like, it should be what it used to be. But Parker sent us specific instructions on what to do, and Nathan read them and was like, I don't need that shit. Like, that's why it was so difficult.
I saw
it was
that not everything hard. That he said was checked in the check boxes, and so I just started downloading it. But that was,
then
was
everything else was also checked.
Yeah, he didn't tell me to unselect anything, to be fair.
Stupid. That's not a good point in your favor. But anyways, yeah, zombies is fun.
Vote on your phones now.
Oh, so you didn't narrow it down, basically.
I didn't narrow it down, so I was basically trying to download everything rather than, like...
Right.
You didn't just download Black Ops 6. He downloaded Call of Duty, like everything.
Yeah. Imagine, like, to put it in
the franchise.
Let me put it in perspective, you can understand. Imagine I tried downloading all of Invincible instead of just the first trade.
Right.
So hopefully that helps.
That would take a minute. Thanks for dumbing it down for my dumb, stupid ass.
Dumb, stupid mind. Yeah.
What was the last movie you watched?
The last movie I watched?
Yeah. I don't think that's a weird question.
No, it's not a great question. It's a good question. I just have, I've been watching a lot of shows lately, I guess.
What shows?
So is Alien Romulus the last movie you watched?
No.
No, it can't be. There's no way.
Exactly.
I think I watched the last movie I watched is called, I think, The Adjustment Bureau with Matt Damon.
I don't know that movie.
The Adjustment Bureau with Matt Damon.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a pretty interesting take on like how angels did exist, how they would go about managing our lives and everything.
Oh, interesting.
And like looking after us and what like...
Is Matt Damon an angel?
No.
He's an angel.
Matt Damon, Emily Blunt... 2011, PG-13. Oh, I remember this trailer.
That was a pretty good movie.
I put on a movie last week just so that I could watch something while doing the dishes, and I watched the whole movie, and it was Edge of Tomorrow.
So how do you
such
not
a fucking banger.
Watch that whole movie?
I forgot
movie.
How good it was.
Dude, you know how like at EOS I have like the movie theater, but then they'll have like a little TV that shows what movie they're playing?
You're like, I guess
I'd be
fucking...
on a machine, I look over like, just fucking stare at it. Because like, I'm like, ooh, this is a good part.
I guess I'm doing 1,000 floors on the Stairmaster.
Like. Dude, that scene where he's like trying to explain to like the other people like what's going on and how he knows everything.
Yeah.
Is like peak Tom Cruise
it's
acting.
So good.
It's incredible. That's a fantastic movie.
It's so good. I forgot how good it was. I'm like, fuck, this is good.
Yeah.
So.
I loved everything about that movie.
That's not a laundry movie. That's a lock-in movie.
Yeah, you got.
I was just like scrolling through Netflix. I'm like, this is shit. I'm like, oh, Edge of Tomorrow. That's a good movie. And then I was done with dishes, and I like sat down on the couch, and I was like watching the rest of it. It was fucking rules.
You ever catch yourself like dad watching something? Dude, in your
I
own dad house?
You're like, I was trying to like not commit because I had shit to do, but I was like, I have to watch the rest of this movie.
Like, I can't sit down.
I know how it ends, but I have to watch.
I'm on the move.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, that movie is amazing, but. I forgot it was not The Adjustment Bureau. I did just watch Elysium, but I forgot about it because I was like trying to do homework while I was
really
watching
into
it.
Matt Damon right now.
Yeah, another Matt Damon.
Dude, Matt Damon's a good actor, personally, but it was
Elysium. Arrest really me good. Now. If that's again, crime to like Matt Damon.
Sue me.
Who's the director of that?
Neil Blomkamp.
Yeah, not one of his better ones.
I've been meaning to get to that one just because I haven't seen it.
Elysium is
probably the worst
all right
of his
movie. I didn't like Chappie at all.
What?
Really?
I like Chappie a lot.
Chappie.
Like it.
I understood that a lot of people wouldn't like it, but I like Chappie.
Basically, I just don't care about Chappie.
He's like the best part.
Yeah, he's all right.
You like District 9, right?
Love District 9.
Okay, yeah.
Who doesn't like District 9?
Did you like Gran Turismo?
Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Gran Turismo.
Yeah. The video game?
Talking about.
Oh, yeah, the video game one.
It's where like someone was like so good at Gran Turismo that he like ended up being...
He's like a real racer.
They scouted him to be like a real race car driver.
I didn't watch that because I thought it sounded dumb.
It does sound kind of dumb.
Yeah,
it
but then you see Neil Blomkamp.
Apparently it's okay.
That's crazy that he did Elysium, District 9, and Chappie, and then also Gran Turismo.
Let me do this PS4 commercial real quick.
I think he's got like a series on Netflix, and it's like a bunch of like, it's like an anthology of like a bunch of stuff. Mm. And he like, I think he directs all of it. It's like Neil Blomkamp's like... Onion Studios or something. Oatmeal Studios? I don't know.
You're close. I know what you're talking about.
I think it's Oat Studios. But like,
does he direct that?
I think he directs all of them. Or is it, like, at least has a hand in all of them. Like one of them has like...
You know that used to be a YouTube series?
Yes. Yeah. I think I knew that. One of them's got like the alien girl.
Oat Studios?
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver is in one of them.
That one's dark. So, that was one of the most depressing alien invasion. Yeah, I've seen it. I know what you're talking about.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like a, it's kind of like his Black Mirror kind of thing.
I know what an anthology is.
Right, right. But it has, it seemed like it had that feel.
Is it like a themed anthology?
Explain it in Marvel terms.
In
is Iron Man in it?
It's like what if?
That's the best question for any piece of media.
No, it's like, it's just like kind of his vibe. It's like that, but with his vibe kind of thing.
So like, know? Pretty dark.
Dark sci-fi kind of thing.
So like Thanos is in it and like
right, right.
Okay,
right. More like the Black Order kind of stuff.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah.
Pretty random as far as like, it's even more random than Love, Death and Robots. Mm-hmm. But it's even more random in like length as well. And they're not really that long. I think the one with Sigourney Weaver is the longest one. It's like 11 minutes.
11 minutes is the longest one.
Yeah.
Ooh, pretty sign short. Me up, dude. I love like the 12 minute, like, yeah, Love, Death and Robots.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not into this. It's almost
huge
over.
Fan of Love, Death and Robots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. What about you? Last movie you watched?
I have to check my letterbox, honestly. That's like my memory.
I watched Shark Tale on Sunday.
You watched Shark Tale?
Yeah. I watched
good movie.
It was the day after the Halloween party, and yeah. I was getting myself, Sophia, and then her sister and boyfriend just burritos, and we were like, let's watch Shark Tale and then just watch it until the shrimp scene. But that movie's so good.
Why do you stop at the shrimp scene?
What?
Why do you stop at the
shrimp? We wanted to see the shrimp scene. We were like, you know, well, let's just watch, we'll put something on while we eat our burritos. And we just kept watching. Did you know that fucking Robert De Niro's character, like the shark in that, and like, you know how they like are in that ship?
Mm-hmm.
That's the fucking Titanic. I never put that together.
Bring it back to Titanic. Yep.
Right, yeah, on, right. I never on. Fucking put that together. Yeah. It's part of the conspiracy.
Oh my God. It means something.
The last movie I watched was Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
Why? Never when stop, did you watch stopping. That?
Like last weekend.
That's so funny.
Remember when we tried to watch that at the cabin last time we went?
We watched the first half of it and then we were tired.
And then we were tired. And it was good, but I was expecting like an actual movie, not like a mockumentary kind of deal.
No, it's a mockumentary.
I've always known it as a mockumentary, and
I didn't know that.
I was down to watch it, but I was kind of tired at the same time.
Everyone that I follow on Letterboxd has given it like 4.5 stars or 5 stars. And so I'm like, this has got to be a banger.
People say it's one of Andy Samberg's best, but of course that's Hot Rod.
No, yeah.
It's easily Hot Rod.
It's like
easily.
Good, and I like it, and there's like good parts in it. There's one part that I like continuously like could not stop laughing, like because it was so fucking funny, and it just like it was one of those scenes that just like kept going.
Okay.
And like my like laughter like just didn't stop, but like other than that I give it like 3 stars maybe.
Yeah,
that's because it's overall
I think it's like pretty good for what it was, and he did like his own original music and Lonely Island, like he's the only guy that can make that, I feel.
Yeah,
like
it's right, very Lonely Island music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? And I get it, but I think you have to be like a really big fan of them,
right,
you know,
yeah,
in order to enjoy it.
Yeah, but what shows are you on? That
so I'm on Apple TV streak. Ooh. Right now I watched Severance with Adam Scott.
Banger, dude.
Oh my God, that show is so, you've seen it?
Yeah, why would I say banger if I haven't seen it?
Oh my God, I'm just, dude, happy
season,
I'm just
new
stoked
season
to be able
in
to
January
talk about it. Yeah, I'm so sad that I have to
did
wait till
you just
January,
watch it.
Just watched,
dude,
it.
I watched that shit like 2 years ago. I've been
it's
waiting.
It's been out for 2 years?
It's been out since like 2020.
Oh, fuck. I am so sorry. I'm way behind the curve.
You're watching it like at the perfect time.
So it's amazing. I guess
have
that's
to wait
a pretty
2 good
point.
Months for it to come
oh
out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the show is so
I was
good.
You.
Really taking my shit for
and then
granted.
And the fucking cliffhanger it leaves it at. I'm like, fuck you.
I know. Absolutely. God. But that show is so.
Love it.
Fucking good.
I need to log in.
You got
have you watched Shrinking?
No, is that good?
I saw, love it.
I did see Ted Lasso, and Shrinking's made by the same person.
Same people, like
same the, people, studio, whatever.
So you watched Ted Lasso?
I did watch Ted Lasso.
So like Roy Kent, he is like a writer, like that right. actor. He's like the writer of Ted yeah. Lasso. He also wrote Shrinking.
Oh, he did.
I think
okay,
some
cool.
of the same guys.
Is that the right. Justin Siegel one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's also got Harrison Ford in it.
Yeah. Is Shrinking any good?
Yes. I love it. It's the second season's coming out right now.
Right.
I think four episodes are out. And it's just like, it's so fucking funny. And it's like got a lot of like heart to it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love it right now. That's like the only show I'm watching right now. That
is it better it than Ted Lasso?
They're different. But
did you like Ted
Lasso?
They're
different, but similar. And I think it could be better than Ted Lasso.
Oh, got
in
it.
Totality, you know?
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
I think it's probably funnier than Ted Lasso.
I'll take it.
So,
I'll take it.
I'd say just give it a shot.
I'll give it a shot. I liked the first season of Ted Lasso. I really, really liked the first season.
Yeah, everyone really liked the first one, but then like weren't big about the rest of it.
The second and third seasons were weird with all their weird love interests and everything and like character arcs and stuff. And basically most of it I wasn't crazy about.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't like that they teased a lot of like different love interests. Like obviously you wanted Ted Lasso and whatever her name is, the owner of Richmond, tall, hot blonde lady to get together. And they kept like teasing it, but they never actually did it. And it's just, fuck you, man. Why are you going to do that to me?
Was it meant to be?
Wasn't meant to be. I guess not, but that's lame. But yeah, I liked Ted Lasso. It's a good background like show to put on outside of the first season, I think. But I'll definitely give Shrinking a shot.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was all like pretty good. Like as like a package. Oh, you really liked Ted Lasso? Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was good.
I caught up on The Penguin.
Ooh.
Nice.
I haven't.
It's fucking good.
Yeah, I like know, you know,
it's like,
but I'm only like two episodes in. I know it's good,
dude. Watch,
but I'm like, I don't
know. I swear to God, if
I
you watch,
have an hour.
I know? Watched episode three, and I didn't have an like.
They're like solid hours.
They That's are awesome. Like solid and they're dead hours.
Solid hours.
I was like, I'll watch one or two episodes. I watched episode three, and I was like, keep me fucking going. And I caught up.
Was there like, five out now?
There was five out. I finished watching five, six came out, and I was like, get me in there right now.
Yes, sir.
It's actually so good.
What was Sophia doing on Sunday? That
fucking homework.
Oh, okay. I was like, let's go.
I was like, I have so much time to consume but 4 hours of television. It's funny because she's been like kind of watching in and out, but she was so drawn in just from like episode three or episode four or something that she basically like wasn't doing homework. She's picking up from then. And like episode six ended, and she's like, oh my God. Like she's like as invested as me. It's
was
so good.
Episode five like as good as it's rated on IMDb?
I think it was episode four that was like the crazy rated one.
Okay.
And I could see why.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, I like episode three a little bit better because it has an origin on Victor, that like kid.
Okay.
That the penguin like recruits.
Yeah.
I like both. They're both really good. Episode four is basically just the origin of Sophia Falcone.
Nice.
And it's pretty fucked up. So that's like pretty cool to get some background on her. But the mom in How I Met Your Mother, that actor.
Kristen
Milioti.
Yeah, Milioti. I really like that actress.
She's like the top dog in the, or like she's like part of the like gang family in this.
Badass.
And she's a really good, she like steals every single scene that she's in.
She's an amazing actress.
Yeah, she really is.
Have you
seen
her in that Black Mirror episode?
Yeah, the Star Trek one, right?
Yeah.
Oh no, yeah,
she's really good in that one.
You gotta see that episode.
Have you seen Palm Springs?
I love Dude, that's one of my Palm favorite so good. Fucking movies.
She is in
I
don't that. Know if it's a hot take. Favorite
I really like that movie.
He liked it so much. He showed such me. A good time.
Yeah. It really like, did. Yeah,
it was my only focus.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good movie. Good movie.
This is so a really good movie.
She's in this. It's like set like after the Penguin's just set like right after like the Batman, pretty much, and all the crime families are kind of like all fucked up because Gotham got, you know, flooded or whatever. But like this shit stands on its own. I like forget that Batman is even like in this universe.
Yeah.
And it's just a really good crime show.
Yeah. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. I don't. I'm like, if Batman shows up, I'm gonna be like, let me see the fucking Penguin.
Let me see your ass, Batman. Yeah.
Let me see your ass, first of all.
Or the Penguin.
Or the Penguin. Either way works. But yeah, it's really fucking good.
Sweet.
So I've been enjoying it. I recommend.
What about you as far as shows?
It's really just Shrinking.
Just Shrinking?
Yeah. Nice. I like haven't been really watching any TV last couple months.
Right.
Like I'd be like in the room while Sarah's watching like reality TV and then I'll be just reading a lot.
Reality TV's your thing?
Yeah, it is now.
Okay. Right on. All right.
Or Private Practice that she's rewatching.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
Right.
But anyway.
You read regular books, don't you?
I like regular books. Yeah.
What are you reading? With no pictures.
Okay, with no pictures.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you big nerd.
You know
yeah.
the show Silo on Apple TV?
Yeah.
So it's written, or that show is based on a book series by an author called Hugh Howie. And I just read, I just watched Silo a little bit ago too. Uh-huh. Great, great series if you haven't watched it. But
is that getting a season two?
It is. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Just got to like pretty much like teased and everything. So I just read one of his books called Beacon 23. It's kind of like, it's like a lighthouse in space, basically.
Mm.
Like just like a navigational aid for like spaceships to go from like point A to point B. But it's this dude alone in like this space lighthouse. and it starts out like almost like kind of like cool and like dark and Lovecraftian and whatnot, and
it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it kind of develops from there. But I'm reading that. I just read a really good Aliens book a little while ago.
Yeah, you were telling me about it.
Yeah, so it's called Aliens Phalanx or something. It's basically on this like fictional Earth where it's like a medieval fictional Earth setting, and the xenomorphs have completely decimated human population, and the remnants of like human civilization are hiding in these like ancient mountain strongholds. And the main character is this person called a runner. And what these runners have to do is they have to go to the surface and take supplies, whether it's like logistical or like medical or like food, agricultural, whatever, to go from hold to hold. And these are their like mountain fortresses.
Is this based in the future or the past?
Fictional past, right?
Yeah.
Fictional Earth in the past.
Mm, okay. Basically, yeah. But I read it kind of expecting a pretty good book, but it quickly climbed up to like my top three like books.
Oh, wow.
Like, wow. Yeah, it's a really, I thought it, like, I knew it would be like, all right, this is probably gonna be pretty entertaining. I was hooked. I spent like an entire Sunday reading it all the way through. We were after the game that we went to, the Diamondbacks game. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Nathan was taking me home, and I was like, dude, I'm kind of drunk, but I hope I'm like awake enough to read this book. Like, I was like, I just want to get home and read, man. Like,
I do remember you saying that.
Dude, I wish I could like drink and then like read comics, but just like, I'll forget everything I like. Just
yeah.
Read,
you know? It is. Yeah.
That's fair.
It's like, I might as well, I like have to reread everything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
Nice.
Well, I have a recommendation for you, Ben, that I brought.
Let me hear it or see it, I guess.
It's a book with pictures, unfortunately.
Is it I Spy?
It's not I Spy.
Calvin and Hobbes.
It's a different comic book. It's called Shirtless Bear Fighter.
Oh my God. That's me, dude.
It's about a dude. I think his name is Shirtless.
Yeah.
He's always shirtless or naked, and he fights bears.
Wow.
And dude, it's to stay on the woods and
staying on the grizzly theme. I think you'd really like this book. It's a really funny comedy book that we read, I think, like episode 4 of this podcast or something.
It was a very early recommendation from Parker, I think.
Somebody. Of course it was from Parker.
Yeah.
I don't remember how we got onto this book.
And then there's like a second.
Dude, there's page like a 2 or 3, he suplexes a bear. That's cool. And his dick's out. Shit.
You can see it.
Oh my God. You're so right.
It's blurred out.
I was flipping through just like the first couple pages, and I was just like chuckling like the whole time because of how insane the book is. So I think you'll enjoy it.
It's a great book.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we read it like 5 years ago, but I do remember a lot of it.
I'll read it immediately.
I remember a lot of attributes of Shirtless and what he likes to eat. Remember that? And all the...
Yeah.
There's all sorts of stuff in there. So yeah, give that a read. I think it's pretty fun.
His form of currency.
And if you like it, there is a sequel.
Shirtless Bear Fighter 2.
Shirtless Bear Fighter 2 came out.
God, I wish there was this much grizzly shark. You know?
I know, yeah. Maybe. He's just a little busy right now.
Do you think...
Maybe this episode will... We'll push Ryan Ottley to do more.
We'll tag him.
Do you think Ryan Ottley is upset that he put so much time into Invincible over Grizzly Shark?
I think so. I think it's one of his biggest regrets.
I think he preferred to do like 120 issues of Grizzly Shark.
He did 120 issues of Invincible, but I think the whole time he was like, man, I wish this was Grizzly Shark.
Yeah.
So.
Man, I wish this was Grizzly Shark.
The whole time he's...
Hey, John, people.
Amazon bought Invincible, and he's like, but what about Grizzly Shark? Maybe we could buy that.
He's like, I hate money.
Yeah. We could get J.K. Simmons to play Grizzly Shark. You know? Perfect. He'd probably pitch that. So yeah. Give that a read. Pretty fun.
Yeah. I will. Absolutely.
But
Nathan.
Daniel.
Back to business.
What are we gonna read next week?
What are we gonna read next week?
Do we have something lined up?
There's the Creature Commando show that's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Got to read something for.
Are there Creature Commando trades?
Yes. And I looked at one, and yeesh. So, it's not bad, but it's fucking tough to get through.
So are we going to not do that then?
So the... You know, like the cast of Creature Commandos that they gave us? That's not what's in the trade that I found. It's basically just like... Universal monsters.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Frankenstein, Wolfman, like Dracula or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's old. It's like 80s or whatever. But what you suggest that we could do is the New 52 Frankenstein.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Agent of Shade.
Yep.
By Jeff Lemire.
Book. Yeah. I think that book will be incredibly okay. So let's do it.
I looked into it. I think it's perfect.
You think so? Okay. Perfect for what we're reading correct. It for.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Yeah, Monster Crew kind of run around doing stuff.
I think that'll work.
All right, let's do that. We'll read that next week.
I'm like, I hope people watch this.
No one will.
It's fine. It's for us.
Yeah.
Anyway, Frankenstein, Agents of Shade.
From DC.
You've been asking for it. Everyone. The people have been clobbering for it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Thanks, Ben, for coming on.
Thank you. We absolutely. Appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for having me.
It's bound to happen eventually. I'm yeah, glad we...
Sorry it took so long.
Yeah, it's your fault.
I tried to keep you away.
It's entirely my fault. You did a great job.
Yeah. Whenever, if you ever see anything that you want to come on for, except for Shirtless Bear Fighter, we did that already.
Dang it.
You just let us know.
Maybe when the second trade comes out, maybe.
Ooh, well, yeah.
The second trade hasn't come out yet?
It's probably out.
Probably came out.
It was like last year.
Mm-hmm. We could do Shirtless Bear Fighter 2.
There you go.
We could.
Yeah. I'm down.
If cool. you like that one, I don't know. You might not. But
who knows what I'll find at Zero Records. You know.
True. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks for watching. The link tree is in our bio. You can like, comment, subscribe, stuff like that.
Follow all of our stuff.
You can email in. Who do you think would actually win, Grizzly Shark or Sea Bear? Or Cocaine Bear.
Email in now.
TradeWearsPod@gmail.com.
That's it.
And goodbye.
Peace. Bye.